You're listening to KUOW Seattle. Drunk driving kills over 150 people a year in Washington State. People like Dennis and Judy Schulte. They were killed this summer on an afternoon walk in North Seattle with their daughter-in-law and newborn grandson. Having sobriety checkpoints could crack down on impaired driving. Sobriety checkpoints are places along the roadway where law enforcement officials are stationed to stop vehicles. They stop all drivers to check for signs of intoxication. It's used in other states. Washington State Representative Roger Goodman is head of the House Public Safety Committee, and proposals for sobriety checkpoints have failed in the past. Goodman says he's going to revisit the issue once the legislature is in session in January. I asked him why we're talking about sobriety checkpoints now, when just this past summer, the legislature passed some of the toughest drunk driving laws in the nation.
Well, we've actually not even waited to see how the laws work out already. We've been enacting stronger and stronger DUI laws, knowing that the research supports it, ever since 2008. So every year we've passed stronger and stronger DUI laws, mostly about the ignition interlock device. We're putting the breathalyzers in the cars of known drunk drivers, so they literally have to breathe their cars started. There's about 25,000 of them across the state now, and we've reduced deaths by 100 per year. So we've made a lot of progress already.
And another step would be toughening laws on sobriety checkpoints. Representative Goodman says he supports them.
Sobriety checkpoints, DUI checkpoints across the country. Now, remember, this is not an offense to the Fourth Amendment. 39 states already have sobriety checkpoints. So we're one of a very few states that do not. But the evidence is really compelling that sobriety checkpoints reduce deaths and serious injuries by 25 to 30%. And that means that in this state, if we did have a sobriety checkpoint program, we'd see 50 to 60 fewer people die every year. And so my question to folks is the price of our personal privacy 50 to 60 deaths a year? Because that's what it is. 50 to 60 people are dying on our roadways each year because we don't have sobriety checkpoints.
Jennifer Shaw is deputy director of the ACLU of Washington. They're against using sobriety checkpoints. Jennifer Shaw, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Do you buy Representative Goodman's premise that if we had sobriety checkpoints, 50 to 60 deaths a year would be prevented?
Well, I don't know where that 50 to 60 deaths per year statistic comes from. The only report that I'm familiar with that's been cited recently is a report from 2002, which has actually been outdated. There's an updated report that has significantly changed the perception or the understanding of the effectiveness of DUI checkpoints. So I'm not sure how he can explain that.
Well,
he was
pretty unconditional there. He said research shows sobriety checkpoints reduce deaths. You don't think that that's true based on the research you've seen?
Right. I'm looking at research that's much more recent. The research that he's citing is based on statistics from the 80s and 90s, and there's much more recent research that really suggests that DUI checkpoints actually aren't as effective as were previously stated. But I think the more important part is that we already have some very important tools available to police right now, and they're called emphasis patrols. And that's research that's being done right here in Washington State. There's a pilot project that's called Project Zero, and it's a project that was put together by the Washington State Traffic Commission, and it works on data-driven, very focused emphasis patrols with notification to the community that these emphasis patrols are happening. And what they found is up to a 40% reduction in traffic fatalities just by using the tools that we have right now.
And you think those statistics are correct? It will reduce that percentage of traffic fatalities?
Right. That's based on research that's been done in Washington State based on Washington State data, yeah.
But I have to ask, even if sobriety checkpoints aren't as successful as Representative Goodman said, suppose they only say prevent five deaths a year, would that not be worth it?
Well, the thing that would save, I think that if you look at all of our resources that are available, we have to really think about how are we going to be most effective. And taking officers off the road and putting them in static checkpoints means that they're not out looking for speeders, they're not looking for other signs of impairment beyond just the DUI checkpoints. So you're really just setting it up in one spot and hoping that you catch people that are intoxicated, as opposed to taking trained officers and putting them out on the road to look for all kinds of problems with racing or speeding or reckless driving that may not be deterred by a checkpoint.
Well, there's another thing, of course, that Representative Goodman acknowledges, and that's the idea that a sobriety checkpoint, everybody gets pulled over, the idea that that would invade our privacy and presume that you're guilty.
I very much share the sentiment that we should, law-abiding people shouldn't just be pulled over by the side of the road. These issues, the sort of delicate balance between individual liberty and public safety, this is probably one of the most difficult debates on this issue of sobriety checkpoints. If we could put a sobriety checkpoint system in place, it would have to be very carefully constructed, very narrowly drawn, because everyone talks about the Fourth Amendment, protection against unreasonable search and seizure. Well,
yeah.
The protections of privacy in the Washington State Constitution are much greater than what the Fourth Amendment provides.
We didn't really talk about this yet, but Jennifer Shaw from the ACLU of Washington, would the privacy issues, would the Fourth Amendment issues, would the issues with Washington State's Constitution, are they something that could be dealt with? Or do you think this is just from start to finish a bad idea when it comes to constitutional law to do these sobriety checkpoints?
It's a little hard to know exactly what Representative Goodman is suggesting, but under our current Constitution, our Article 1, Section 7, is highly protective of not just privacy, but the right to be free from government intrusion into your life. And we have case law that specifically has found that DUI checkpoints are unconstitutional. So I'm not sure how what his proposal is, because I haven't seen anything in writing about what he expects to be able to do. But I think that it seems that we can use the tools we have already to be more effective, rather than going back and trying to change our Constitution or undermining those protections that we, all of us, really cherish.
Jennifer Shaw, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Jennifer Shaw, Deputy Director of the ACLU of Washington, and it looks like there will be a debate in the coming legislature about the use of sobriety checkpoints as an additional tool to try to reduce the number of drunk driving deaths. You're listening to The Record